Steve Dale's Other World on WGN, your hometown featuring Westtown. Next Thursday, July 29th, it could be your hometown next, we talk to. So go to WGNradio.com/your hometown and send in your hometown suggestions. Oh, I'm excited about doing this, and I'm going to learn a lot. I learned a lot from reading the book, Laundry Love. You heard me right here. Laundry Love, Finding Joy in a Common Chore. Patrick Richardson is here. Doing laundry is rarely anyone's favorite task, but to Patrick Richardson, laundry isn't just fun. It's a way of life. After years of running laundry camp at the Mall of America for thousands of eager learners, he's ready to share his tips and tricks, and he does that in this book. For example, do you wash on hot or cold? The answers might surprise you. Facing expensive dry cleaning bills? No need, he says. You can wash about anything at home, and we will talk about all of that. What got you interested in laundry as a profession in the first place, Patrick?
Isn't it funny? I actually have always loved laundry. I loved it starting at a very young age. I mean, in fact, when I turned 3, Santa brought me a toy washing machine for Christmas. So my love of laundry goes way, way back.
Well, I'll start here. You say that our clothes tells us what to do. They're bossy, and we shouldn't be listening to those directions, at least not all the time.
Right. I mean, the thing is, you know, the care tags in your clothes are often meant to benefit, like, the manufacturer or the store. They're not meant to benefit you. So they don't want you to do something to ruin the garment and then blame them. So they put in care instructions. A lot of times things say dry clean only just because we haven't been taught how to wash our clothes at home. The same garment in the United States will say dry clean only, and in Europe it will have washing instructions. So we just have to learn, you know, to start using gentle methods and then realize we can kind of wash anything we want.
Okay, so that's something else you write about, that you can wash just about anything and do it without going to the dry cleaner. So here's my question for you. Even if you can do that, I've got a dress shirt, or maybe my wife has a fancy, swanky evening dress. All right,
sure.
So you say you can do all that, but how do you do that? I mean, I don't want the shirt to look wrinkly, you know? So does that mean I have to iron, too?
You might have to iron, or you might have to steam. And, you know, you stop and think, like, okay, so ironing. Let's just talk about ironing your shirt. Okay, that seems like a big deal because it takes 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh,
well,
no.
There's no way that you can convince me that that's faster than putting it in a bag, getting in the car, driving to the cleaners, taking it out, signing it in, leaving, coming back, finding the tag, coming back, you know, getting back in the car, going back to the cleaners, paying, having them find the item for you, and then take it home. So that 2 minutes of ironing is still a lot faster, and it's really not that big of a deal. And sometimes you can just steam it out. If you just take it straight out of the dryer and hang it up, or even better, just hang it up right out of the washer, you often don't have to iron everything. It's not as difficult as we think.
You're not a fan of any detergents, really, except what we'll talk about in a second. So you say they're bad for the environment, they're bad for you, your body, they're bad for the clothes, the fabric, whatever fabric it is. So, first of all, can you talk about that? And then, okay, if we don't use any of those, what do we use?
Yeah, I like soap. I like laundry soap. And there's a difference between hand soap and laundry soap, and I love laundry soap. The reason is I have a rule that anything that goes on me could also go in me. So soap is made from ingredients that are almost edible. And the other thing is they rinse completely out. So when you use soap, it rinses out 100%. And that's another reason that you can wash dry clean only. A lot of times, like let's say a cashmere sweater, people are afraid to wash it because if you use a commercial detergent, it will coat the cashmere and it won't feel soft and yummy like a cashmere sweater does. But if you use soap, it washes completely clean. And then you can use it. That also holds true with your wife's swanky evening dress. The reason she couldn't wash that in commercial detergent is it would come out sort of like covered, you know, all those sequins that she loves would be covered and dingy. But if you use something that rinses completely clean, she totally could wash it. It'd be just fine.
So you're on HDTV, and there's a video of you washing Oh, it's like grandma's hand-knit something, the kind of thing you throw over a sofa, and then if you get really cold, you put it on you.
Yeah, of course, the big afghan, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so you put it in the sink, you put the kind of soap in that you're talking about, and you say, mm-hmm. I love this grimy color because it means all the stuff is now off of it, and feel it. It feels different. And the woman who owns this afghan said, yeah, it feels mm-hmm. like it did when grandma first gave it to me.
Right, and it's funny that it didn't show up as much in the show as I wanted it to, but it actually pulled apart like Velcro. It was so sticky that it stuck to itself, and it was because of fabric softener. So when we washed all of that out, you know, it really brought it back to that sort of new feel. And that was a really fun piece because, you know, it's made by our great-grandmother, so it was really special to her. And I wasn't at all afraid because I don't use anything that could harm it.
So where do you get this kind of soap from? And you said you could put it in you. I don't know that I've ever had soap for breakfast.
You haven't put it in you, but what you have had is, you know, like the soap that I love is made from coconut oil and olive oil. Coconut oil and sunflower oil. And you've used both of those for breakfast.
Sure.
And, you know, it's saponified with an acid, which you could saponify with food-grade acid.
What did you say? What was that word?
It's called saponify.
What does that mean?
Make it into soap. It takes the oil and turns it into soap. It's what is most commonly used is lye, which lye sounds really scary, but I grew up in the South, and one of my favorite things is hominy, and hominy is just corn that's been soaked in lye.
So where do you get this
lye can be food-grade.
So where do you get this kind of soap from?
You can get it like at co-ops, like natural food stores. It's starting to become more common, so you can pick it up. Like, I recently saw soap flakes in the grocery store. So soap is becoming more common because as people are getting more environmental, they're wanting soap. And then, you know, like specialty stores will have it. Also camping stores, because soap is safe to take camping and detergent is not.
Right. I've done that when we've gone camping. Mm-hmm. You know, so now I didn't even know what you were talking about necessarily, and now I know, mm-hmm. but you said something that I just let slide by, but I'm not anymore. Softeners! You say they should be against the law. Well, maybe you don't go that far, but pretty much.
Oh, I know, I totally would. I wouldn't go that far. They are in Europe.
Really?
Yes, because they contain ingredients that aren't necessarily healthy. But the real reason that I'll take the healthy part out of it because you can research that yourself. The reason I don't like them is because I want cotton to feel like cotton, linen to feel like linen, silk, cashmere to feel like their fabrics. The reason we use softeners is because our fabric gets crunchy from too much detergent or too much soap. So if you start using something that rinses completely clean, then you don't need the softener. And a fun fact about softeners and dryer sheets, the very first time you use them on your towels, you reduce their absorbency by 80%. So your towels don't work if you use fabric softener or dryer sheets.
Hmm. Wow. There is so much to learn from this guy. The name of the book is Laundry Love, Finding Joy in a Common Chore. And there are so many tips, including vodka. Vodka, using vodka to do laundry, or maybe you using vodka as you do the laundry. We'll find out exactly what you should do next on WGN. It's 2:44. We are talking to Patrick Richardson. He is famous in the world of letting it all come out in the wash, or something like that. I don't know if I said that right. Laundry Love is the name of the book, Finding Joy in a Common Chore. And also, you're on HGTV, right, Patrick?
Right.
Tell us
I have a show.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go
ahead.
Your turn. You're answering what I'm you're reading my mind, but you know what? I concede that's very light reading. What I was going to ask you began to answer is, when can we see the show and what's it called?
The show's called Laundry Guy. It's currently on Discovery Plus. It actually moves from Discovery Plus to HGTV in September, was what I was going to say. But right now you can stream it on Discovery Plus. It's really fun. The show is about people who have these cherished objects. And they think they're beyond repair. Like you mentioned the afghan a few minutes ago. There's a wedding dress that was in a fire 16 years ago. And there's a school jacket that's been in the attic, and there's a stuffed animal and a sofa that needs some love. And what we do is we go through and we bring all those objects back, and we use the methods. I mean, you know, it's a lot of methods that are in the book. A few of them aren't, you know, because you don't always mention an orbital sander in a book.
What?
But we used an orbital sander we put a buffing pad on it and buffed the jacket, the sleeves of a Letterman jacket with it, which was super fun, using vodka. Interestingly enough.
Yeah, all right. So I was going to ask you about vodka anyway, nor do I know what an orbital sander even is. So explain what that is. And yeah, tell me, is it the vodka for me because I don't want to do laundry, or is the vodka for the laundry?
So the orbital sander, you can also buff with them. It's what they put wax on your car with. And we used it. We sprayed vodka on it. We sprayed vodka on a pad and buffed these sleeves on this jacket. Vodka is antibacterial. It will remove the odor from anything. You can spray vodka in your sneakers. You can spray it in your gym bag. You can spray it on your yoga mat. If you go to a restaurant and you leave and you smell like the food, you can spray your clothes with vodka. If you have like perfume or something, you can spray that. And it will remove the odor from anything. A lot of theaters use it on their costumes between, you know, plagues or something.
I had no idea.
It's so totally antibacterial.
So I could use it as a mouthwash, is what you're saying.
You absolutely could, because when vodka's dry, it's complete. You know, if you held your mouth open for a few seconds, because when it's dry, it's completely odorless.
Yeah. So you put it in a plant mister kind of thing that provides.
Yep.
Oh, that's and does it help get stains out as well?
It will, sort of. If you're at a party and you get something on you, go to the bartender and ask for a little vodka on a napkin, and it will often help remove a stain. Not 100%, but it'll work about 85% of the time.
Now, they always said seltzer water. Should I be asking for vodka instead?
Vodka will work better because vodka is it's ethanol, which is what dry cleaning fluid is. So they're actually they're a similar compound. So it will help often. The reason it won't work is sometimes, you know, you need the agitation of like a brush or the washing machine.
What was your biggest spot challenge that you thought, even you thought, I'm not going to get this out, but you did?
Actually, it's in the show. It is the wedding dress. It had been in a fire 16 years ago, and it was covered in soot, and then it had just been stored covered in soot. And I washed it. It took about 8 washings to get it out. And that was the one time ever that I was panicked about removing a stain. It because it's a wedding dress, you know, it's something very, very special, even though the flip was, I mean, you know, it was beyond repair otherwise. But that was the one time I was ever really nervous.
And how did you do it?
We put it in with oxygen bleach to remove the sort of the sweat and the perspiration from the dress, baking soda, because baking soda will cut oil and soot is oily, and soap. And I put it in a tub and scrubbed it, and I would wash it until the water was so dirty that I had to change the water. And I did that 8 times.
Wow.
And it came out.
Wow.
And it was pretty special. I mean, it was a wedding dress, you know. I mean, if it was just a, you know, the blue shirt that I have on, I mean, even I, the person who loves laundry, would have tossed it because I wouldn't have done 8 washings for it. But it was a pretty special item, so it was worth it.
What is the one product, I don't believe you like the idea of the manufactured spray products, but what is the one, or maybe 2 things that we should all have at home to get spots out?
I think cheap white vinegar and water is the go-to. I mean, you should be using that all the time because it'll take out almost anything. And, you know, it's $1.65 a gallon and you're cutting it in half with water. So it'll last you forever. The things I love, if I were going to buy some things at the grocery store, I love Shout color catchers. They're just these, and there's a couple of brands. That's one I always think of. You throw them in the washing machine and they absorb dye. So if you wash something, if you accidentally throw the red sock in with your white, nothing will go wrong. I love those. And I would use, you know, like hosiery wash. If I had to buy something at the grocery, I would buy either baby detergent or hosiery wash to wash my clothes, because those things are really meant to rinse very, very clean because they're for very sensitive skin.
Interesting. So we have some text here. The first one, carpet to help. Okay, so for vodka, can I use this on my carpet to help deodorize? That's the question.
You absolutely can. Just put it in a spray bottle, and it just takes a mist. And get the cheapest vodka that you can. You know, this is, at the store, we always say it's college vodka. But just get the cheapest vodka that you can and put it in a spray bottle and go to town. It'll be amazing.
Next question is a political question. Hot water or cold water?
Actually, like I do with politics, I think the answer is in the middle. It's warm.
Really?
Just use warm water all the time and use the express cycle. Bring the temperature up to warm, which warm is not what we think. Like, warm isn't nearly as warm as our bath. It's only about 70 degrees. But it's warm enough to make whatever soap or detergent you choose to use work. So bring up the temperature and then shorten the cycle. So go to the 30-minute cycle and, you know, that kind of counteracts. It's long enough to clean your clothes. But the people who don't want to use warm water for environmental reasons, when you go to the cycle that short, it's kind of a wash, so to speak, as far as the electricity goes.
Okay. And then you wrote a whole chapter on this in the book. So you only have about a minute to answer here.
Mm-hmm.
How do I sort colors?
Super easy. Whites go together, blacks go together, and then put all the cool colors together, so blue, green, and purple, and all the warm colors together, so yellow, orange, and red. And then if you wear a lot of active wear, like yoga pants or that kind of thing, doesn't matter what color they are, just make a separate load for them.
Seems
so
more...
you should never be doing more than 5 loads a week.
Yeah, but it seems more piles, more loads than I would have thought. You know, do you really need to separate the, what did you say, the cool colors from the, I guess, colors that aren't as hip and cool? I don't know.
It's better if you can. If you can't, put them together if you have to. Like, if you know, if you're one person, go ahead and put them together. The whites need to stay by themselves. It's just that darker colors are actually heavier, and they're more abrasive, so your clothes will wear out faster if you do it that way.
And I know this from reading the book. Also, I want to make a point of this, and then we do have to go. But whites, bleach, it's something else I think you would say, this should be against the law, no bleach.
Absolutely, because I'll answer super fast. White is actually a dyed color. Natural white is what we actually call in the United States ecru. And to get that beautiful bright white that we love for towels and shirts, that's actually a blue dye. So when you use bleach, you're actually bleaching out the white color of your clothes. It's just your white and your black, they're both dyed. So if you can't bleach black, you can't bleach white.
I'll tell you this, I'm not into laundry. In this book, I learned so much. Laundry love. Finding joy in a common chore. Patrick Richardson, you're a great radio guest as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great afternoon.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you.